From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In the new film Avatar, a group of scientists and ex-military personnel take an assignment far from home.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are on Pandora.
You should see your faces.
Pandora is a moon inhabited by 10-foot-tall blue aliens who have tiger stripes and tails. They're computer-generated. Avatar comes out this weekend, and it's the focus of a lot of hype because of its unprecedented use of technology. And the director, James Cameron, has tried to do the same thing with the ad campaign, make it as technologically advanced as the movie. The campaign is intended to stoke fan frenzy before fans know what they're frenzied about. Jesse Baker explains.
If you're looking for people who are predisposed to being excited about James Cameron's latest film, Gotham City Comics in Manhattan is it. Seijo Elapano, who's shopping at the store, has seen previews for Avatar, but can't quite figure out the whole part about the sci-fi epic being a love story.
It was hard to tell. The blue chick seemed kind of interested in him, but it was hard to tell whether or not she really liked him or she just thought, oh, he was kind of cool.
The confusion in the comic book store hits right at the heart of the film's marketing challenge. How do you sell an action movie when there is no franchise? Fans have no idea what the plot of the movie is when there is no book or video game or TV show that it's based on.
Nothing gets you into Avatar like the taste of a Big Mac.
McDonald's and Coke Zero are deploying 3D technology to help push the film and their products using, stay with me here, augmented reality. Here's how it works for Coke Zero. You drink a Coke Zero, log on to their website, and hold the Avatar graphic off the side of the Coke can or bottle up to your webcam. And it's supposed to unlock a virtual 3D Samson helicopter on your screen.
Essentially, you're now interacting with the character in the film.
That's Patty Williams, professor at the Wharton School.
And so there's a sense of me-ness that's now a part of this film or a part of this film experience that might not have been there before.
She says James Cameron is trying to sell you on a movie by putting you in it, or at least in a helicopter, exactly like the one in the movie. Other PR pushes allow you to explore Pandora in a Land Rover or follow a Navi as they jump from tree to tree on a tightrope of jungle vines. Rita Drucker has spent 3 years on Avatar's PR push. She's the senior vice president of film promotions at 20th Century Fox.
It's very rare that in our business you actually get an opportunity to work on an original idea. It's not a sequel. It's not based on a previously published work. It's not based on a comic book of any kind.
Yeah, but how do you do that? How do you build a franchise starting from scratch?
Very, very carefully.
Or by keeping the plot to a minimum and banking on fans losing themselves in an augmented reality to sell some movie tickets. Now, all the film has to do is deliver. For NPR News, I'm Jesse Baker.
And tomorrow on the program, I'll talk with Avatar's director, James Cameron.